The Book of Names by Joe Gregory and Karen Tintori. To my precious family, my wonderful husband Larry, and my incredible daughter Rachel, and to the memory of my beloved parents, with love always, JG. To my gemstones, my brilliant husband Lawrence, my rock-solid sons Stephen and Mitchell, and the glowing daughter Mitch brought us, Leslie, KT. The world must contain not less than 36 righteous people who are blessed by the Shekinah, God's presence. Rabbi Abaye, Talmud. The Book of Names. Prologue. January 7, 1986, Saqqara, Egypt. Two men shoveled the sand under cover of darkness. Their only light in the cave was a lantern set beside their packs. This series of caves and tombs, 15 miles from Cairo, was a treasure trove of artifacts and antiquities. For 3,000 years, Saqqara, the city of the dead, had been the burial place of kings and commoners. Archaeologists might spend several lifetimes and never discover all of its secrets, and neither would the tomb robbers. Sir Rodney Davis, knighted for discovering the Temple of Akhenaten and its dazzling treasures, felt the familiar tug of excitement. They were close. He knew it. He could almost feel the crisp papyri in his hands. The Book of Names. Part of it, all of it, he didn't know. He only knew that it was here. It had to be. The same tingle of exhilaration had coursed through him on the hill of Ketef Hinnom in Israel, the night he unearthed the gold scepter of King Solomon. Topped by a thumb-sized pomegranate carved of ivory and inscribed in tiny Hebrew script.